case is $10,302.
Stephen D. Laura, north of Road 625, 2,180 feet west of U.S. Route 113, a variance from minimum acreage requirement to retain a manufactured home on a parcel. I had this gentleman go back and this case to relocate the stable, okay, because everything else was... What have we got here?
10302, it's a mobile home.
This is a...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I'm not sure why it's on here, because it was tabled so they could reapply for other setback locations.
Says it needs 150-foot frontage plus other issues, and I've got stable written there.
The what, gentlemen? The stable? Yeah.
What if I had gone to the surveyor and there were all kinds of issues with it, wasn't it?
The stable, yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking about
Adams. He's gone to Adams Kemp, and there was less than 150 feet of road frontage on.
Yeah, I'm going to explain that all to you right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The first issue was we were asking about the existing stable.
Right, encroached on the back line.
Okay, and I asked the applicant to present you with a new
survey.
Indicating where he had to move it based on the, the 200 feet from the lot lines. Okay, did he have a stable? So he's done that. You'll see that when I pass it down. He's going to propose location to relocate the stable. If you look at, you asked me about the frontage. Okay, this is a curved lot. And what you'll see the surveyor did, he took 88.98, if you're looking at your survey plan. And if you look down in your curved data, you'll see that it says C2. And if you see along the front facing Road 625.
Mm-hmm. We don't have curved data on our drawing.
You don't have it on your drawing?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll explain this to you so that you can see it when I send it on down. But you see the C2? Do you have the C2 on
there?
Yes. Okay, that's another 88.46 tenths of a foot, okay, that will be added to the 88.98.
It's over 150.
It's over 150. And if you see, it says new lot 1.076 acres, so it meets the 32,676 square feet of the 3/4 acre. But I'll pass that down so you can see that. I'm sorry that didn't appear when they took the picture on that. I didn't notice that, to tell you the truth.
What about, there's a lot of structures on this property.
Mm-hmm.
Do they all meet the setback requirement?
Yes. But everything that we've got meets the setback. You'll see as it comes down.
What were they putting the stable at? Any side?
See it on the left-hand side? Yeah, see the look. Go ahead, move your pen.
Oh, down here, okay.
See it?
Okay. I'm going to take another, okay.
Proposed location.
It's a portable thing.
No, he's going to turn it up and take it down there.
He's moving around.
Yep, he's going to put up a new one.
Or he can do that, take it down, put a new one up. But that's, mm-hmm. In all essence, he says that's his proposed, but he wanted to know where it was.
Kind of messes stuff up.
It all makes setback, huh?
Yeah. I went down with that. It was nice.
I can scale it for you if you want me to do that, but they're pretty much saying they did.
But, it's all right.
No further discussion. The chair will entertain a motion.
Meets all requirements.
Meets them all. Okay. Entertained a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 10302 as, let's say it meets all the requirements.
Yep. Have a second to that motion?
Second.
Mr. Mills? Have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10302. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Excuse me. Gentlemen, that's all. So our next regular meeting.
I got a lot of old stuff in my folder. I mean, some of it goes back to 07. There was one about a shed out in Waterview Acres, Concord. Where the shed was on a Dell Dot easement.
Yeah. Do you have the case number?
Yeah, 10,012.
10,012, okay. Anything else?
Yeah, 10,018, Del Rossi in Bay City Mobile Home Park.
That's still on hold.
10,113 with Oakwood Homes are waiting for a survey.
Probably still waiting.
That's from May.
10,000 what?
13. In Rehoboth Shores.
Right, that's another one that's on. That's the one that's. Yep, that's the one I'm still trying to get an answer on. I can't get an answer on it.
10,125 Delaware Sands out there. Owner wanted, you know, the owner wanted the tenant to buy the mobile home. Did we act
on
that?
That was denied.
That was denied, yeah.
Gosh, you guys got good memories. I hope when I get older, mine's that good.
Oh, man.
10,170 Keith Properties in Fenwick Shoals.
10,170?
That was denied.
Yeah, I was going to say that's.
That was for that little boathouse.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lighthouse Trailer Park.
Yes, that's another one.
Still waiting for the survey. Okay, and then Sierra.
Then you get into Sierra.
Yeah. Okay. And then, what are we waiting on the one from last, or from the beginning of November? Bennett over in Baltimore 100 off 26. They're requesting a variance for the billboard.
Just did that one last week.
Is it that last week?
See that? I'm glad I'm current now. Thanks to you guys.
John, you make me look good.
I try. Thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, gentlemen, there's nothing else.
What are we?
The board has never asked to be brought from the board.
Just can I ask a question? What are we going to? What did you want to do? You wanted to table this so council made a decision on.
Talking about the billboard.
Yes.
To
for him to review it. And
you all
need
to review it. Come back, advise us.
That shows you how bad I'm getting. I thought you meant.
No. So Rick could have a chance to be.
Our legal counsel.
Legal counsel can advise. Yeah.
A descriptive adjective would have helped me.
Oh. Yes, we would like most definitely to have him too.
Didn't I think I knew that, did you, John?
Pretty good sized words in a row. That's
you've exceeded your limit.
Oh, that being the end, we're open for German.
So moved.
All those in favor? All opposed? Meeting is adjourned till December 8th.